Everybody, and welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris, this is show 158, and I'm here to share all the best of Canadian music that you've probably never ever heard before. Now, those of you who are regular listeners to the show might recognize the vibe behind that song. That was Basement Revolver, they are from Hamilton, Ontario, and the track was Transatlantic. The track is their second from their forthcoming album Embody. And I'm pretty sure I may have played the first one, Skin, a few weeks back. So they say this track was influenced by Death Cab for a Cutie's Transatlanticisms. Did I get that right? I probably got that wrong. Oh well, it is what it is, right? It's a pop bop that evokes the feeling of a bright, glowing love so big it hurts in a good way. With tour plans on hold throughout 2020, the foursome found time to wrestle with questions about identity, faith, mental illness, and sexuality. Basement Revolver's forthcoming sophomore record, Embody, is explicit about these new ideas and new thoughts, addressing them with a deeper sound, a crisper production, to adultery express the complexities of the world. Now I'm going to have to go look up that word because I've never seen it before. I bet you guys haven't either. Anyways, if you guys like this track, of course, there will be links in the show notes for you to go check out more of their stuff. And this track came to me from Artura Research, so thank you, Adam, for sending it my way. We are full of great music this week. We have another 5 tracks to play for you. And, of course, getting the show out on time this week, which is even more awesome. So, over on Patreon, we had one new person join us in the past couple months, and that's been it. So, hopefully you guys are paying attention, and feel free to share the link for Patreon. You can become a subscribing member at as little as $1 a month, and every penny that is spent on Patreon for you guys sending it to me goes right back into the show. I don't make any money off of it. It just simply helps support the show, whether it be going towards the electrical bills to keep the power on in the house, whether it goes towards the internet, so that I can keep sharing all these fantastic things with you. Eventually, hopefully, I will have enough coming in that I can upgrade the equipment for the show. I've got decent mics and a mic and a mixer board, but I'd love to get a nice little adapter box that will allow me to record incoming audio as well as my outgoing audio to you guys, and record the best audio quality possible for doing interviews. Yes, and then I'm going to start doing interviews on a more regular basis. And I do know I have some fantastic interviews coming up soon. And a whole lot of fantastic music. 2 wonderful, amazing, awesome ladies that I know have albums coming out. And I can't wait to share their music with you. But in the meantime, I have a whole bunch of music to share with you today that is already available. So we're going to jump right into track number 2 and hope you guys enjoy it as well, right? Awesome stuff. Here we go. Thank you.
Hey, this is Allie Bartlett, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I like chocolate, I like cake, I like cookies on my plate, but I know that I'll feel worse if I eat my dessert first. I need salad, or I need soup, before I have an ice cream too. I know when it's time to eat, start with tofu or with meat. My parents said that I need healthy foods to make me grow. When it's dinner time, I shout, let's go. I like ice cream, I like chips, I like gummy bears and licorice. But I know that I'll feel the worst if I eat my dessert first. I need veggies, or I need cheese. I want noodles, fish, or rice and peas. I know when dinner comes that I will have some eating fun. My parents said that I need healthy foods to make me grow. When it's dinner time, I shout, let's go.
So before I talk about those tracks, Jack, yes I know, Whiplash Challenge long over. I'm just playing them in the order that they come in for the most part, that these things happen. Yeah. So track number two today came to me from that Eric Elper. And Eric sends me all kinds of amazing things, bands you know, bands you don't know. And this was a bit of a treat to get, and you will probably hear it again on the show again at some point in time. That was the Canadian Brass. For those who don't know, the Canadian Brass is a very well-known brass quintet, probably one of the most famous ones in the world. And they have played all over the world for all kinds of different venues. I believe if I think way back to public school, they actually came to my public school and played a bunch of stuff, which was awesome and just, you know, inspired more of my love of music way back then. So they have an album coming out. It's an 11-song collection due to air November 12th via Linus Entertainment. It adds to their impressive catalog, which has sold over 2 million albums. And this one is going to be all Canadian music, which is very, very awesome. So including the track which we played to you, which was Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, they are going to be including songs by Joni Mitchell, Drake, Daniel Caesar, Shawn Mendes, Rush, Bruce Coburn, and more, like lots more. Katie Lang, like they're going to be covering, making these wonderful brass quintet instrumentals of so many amazing famous songs. Yes, I think Hallelujah was like the perfect track to help promote this album though. These guys are also, you know, held as the kings of brass for single-handedly establishing brass as a major instrument influence on the classical music scene. And I think they've been around since like the 70s, which is amazing. 50 years playing amazing music. Their discography is over 130 albums, and it's just awesome. I love these guys. They play amazing stuff. They will be playing a series of concerts in October and November, mostly down in the States, but I'm sure they'll get up to Canada at some point again and do more tours. So hopefully you guys loved that. Then we genre whiplashed, totally went a totally different direction. Another submission from Eric Elper. We have Canadian family pop rockers Patrick McCormick and Eric Warner. They are known as the Macaroni Birthday, and they are serving up an album which is coming this month. I can't see the exact date at the moment, but the track I played was Dessert First. Yep, lots of fun boppy kids music, and hopefully you guys enjoyed that. This is their debut single. It's a 15-track LP full of odes of the nagging responsibilities of eating vegetables, having to take baths, and all kinds of stuff like that. So hopefully this reminds you perhaps of your childhood, of songs that, you know, maybe The Wiggles or Sharon Lewis and Bram or Fred Penner, and brings you back a little fun, right? So we still have three more amazing tracks to play for you this week, so why don't we get on to the next pair of tracks?
Thank you.
Hey, this is Caroline from the Bookcast, and you're listening to Chris from Canada with Insomnia Radio Canada.
It's such a pity that we've thrown away all our love and replaced it with greed. And what's in it for me? To say to each other, so we stare at blank walls, just another mystery. call. You got me beat up and bruised. I crash into you. Another night, another fight. What should I do? Cause I just wanna love you. You don't want me to know. I used to read your mind. Now I look at you and I don't get a single sign. I'm losing my mind. You got me beat up and bruised. I crash into you. Another night, another fight. What should I do? Cause I just wanna love you now. I just wanna love you. What should I do if I try? You push me away, so I'll keep it inside. I just wanna love.
Interesting tracks, yes? Hope so. So we had there This Cannot Wait Until Tomorrow. It's a track from John Stancer, and it's his first song to be released from his upcoming EP due out early in 2022. He says, This Cannot Wait Until Tomorrow is a plea to act really, really fast on climate change. As most of us are now very well aware, the adverse effects of climate change are manifesting all around the world in real time. My social media feeds are crammed with dire and insistent warnings from scientists, experts, and activists, and newsreels showing floods, fires, hurricanes, and other horrific climate change catastrophes. All of this chatter and imagery were swirling around in my head at the time of writing this song. I didn't deliberately set out to write a song about climate change. I am neither an expert nor a full-on activist. But it's become very apparent that this is no longer a question of whether climate change is real or not, or if we're experiencing the impacts of climate change in our lifetime, our kids' lifetime, but rather how quickly and meaningfully we can act to prevent the things from becoming much worse. There's a video to go with this that is available now out on YouTube. So that was a direct submit from John himself, which is awesome. I love getting direct submits. And we'll cover that in just a moment. The second song there was Toronto singer-songwriter Astrid Tanton and her track Love You. This came in through that Eric Elber, and she is known as a Canadian indie pop singer-songwriter, and this track is out available now from her debut album, From My Eyes. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed that track, and hopefully we'll see more from her down the road, correct? Yes. So, this is where things are at. We're at the last track. We're at the end of the show. So let's cover some of that paperwork stuff that I like to cover every episode, just so you're aware, and you can all, do the thing you want to do. So thank you for tuning in, first and foremost. I really appreciate you listening to the show. Please feel free to share this with your friends, whether it be via a podcatcher, the webpage URL, our Instagram page, our Facebook page, or our Twitter stream. So, Facebook, just search for Insomnia Radio Canada. You'll find us. Easy peasy. If you want to find us on the web, it's canada.insomniaradio.net. That'll take you to the webpage, and then you can click on each of our shows and find the appropriate show notes with links to all the fantastic musicians we play here in the show. Yes? Awesome. Then we have the Twitter, which I don't use nearly often enough, but we are trying to use it more and engage with people over there. It's at @IR_Canada. Right? Pretty easy. Don't know how many people still use Twitter, but it is there. Instagram, we're getting a lot of traction over there, so it is a very long one. You can search for Insomnia Radio Canada. You will find us. It's pretty easy that way. You can grab the link from the show notes, or you can type in the really long, long name that we've had to use because all the short, fun stuff that I would normally use is taken. So it would be Insomnia_Radio_Canada_podcast. There we go. And that, my dears, my friends, my listeners, the fans, that brings us to our last track of the show. Right? Last track. But before we play that last track, we should tell you, if you're a musician or a band and you want to send your stuff in, how to do it. Chris@insomniaradio.net. That's our email. Also a great spot to send us feedback if you want to send us feedback for the show. Let us know whether you want to be anonymous or if I can read out your feedback on your show and give on my show and give you credit to that feedback, right? That'd be awesome. Chris@insomniaradio.net, right? Easy. So if you're wanting to send your music in, tell me who you are, what band you're with, or whether you're solo. Send me links to all your social medias, especially your webpage if you have one. Tell me where in Canada you're from. Then include a link to download that track. Don't just send me stuff to listen to on Spotify, though that is fantastic if you have a lot of music on Spotify and you want me to listen to more of it, maybe add it into our playlist. However, if you want it played on the show, the best way to do it is send me a link. WeTransfer, if it's a single track, write in the email if you want. There's also Dropbox. Dropbox works great, right? All kinds of options. Feel free to send me a code to download it for free off your Bandcamp page. That also works for me. Easy, right? Awesome. I love getting direct submits, but stuff from promoters come in all the time, and I love giving them credit for sending stuff to me, so I always let people know who I've played and where the track came from. Yes, awesome stuff. So here we are at last track. So this last track might be a bit of an earworm for you. We are going to play a track by Sean McCann. Sean McCann was one of the founders of Great Big Sea. Those in Canada probably know who he is. And I have seen Great Big Sea perform live. It was a fantastic show. Great Big Sea and Spirit of the West live New Year's Eve, Niagara Falls, Canada. Awesome stuff. So Sean was born in Carbonear, which is a small town in Newfoundland and Labrador, right on Canada's east coast. Great place to pick up songs like this. The track we are going to be playing is The Shantyman's Life, and there is a YouTube video to go with that that is available now over on YouTube, I believe. Yep, it's over on YouTube. In the email, this is a submit from That Eric Gelfer. It is written, "What does it mean to be a shantyman? Much less is known what he may do with his time, his life. Leave it to Canadian Celtic folk rocker Sean McCann to spin the yarn that'll provide the answer to this in his new single, available now. Depending on which side of the Atlantic your ancestors came from, a shantyman is either a simple sailor or a lumberjack who leads his fellow laborers in song. Listening to Newfoundland's McCann and his new acoustic fable about the same name, and find yourself as both lost in the woods or at sea, with an album chock full of anecdotes and spirited arrangements. A musician by birth, a professional songwriter since the 80s, McCann has become a tour de force in Canada's rich musical landscape and history, not only as a solo artist, but as a former band member, bandmate of world-renowned and beloved folk rock band Great Big Sea, a group he co-founded and performed with until his exit in 2013. Over his incredible career, McCann has dropped 5 successful solo albums, each touching on subjects ranging from life in his home country to tackling cultural moments like the infamous Fort McMurray, Alberta wildfires in 2016, in which he partnered with the Canadian Red Cross in conjunction with his philanthropy work. McCann also went on to organize Songwriters Benefit 2017 in support of veterans suffering with PTSD and addiction, enlisting in his fellow musicians John Plaskett, Sarah Harmer, and Jeremy Fisher. McCann's good deeds would not go unnoticed. The musician earned the Order of Canada for advocacy in 2020. So, hopefully you guys enjoy this track, and perhaps we'll go check out more of McCann's music. I know I certainly will. So until next week, enjoy this last track, and we will see you then. Ciao!
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.